You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
Welcome back, Harold Mester, and joining us in the studio is Supervisor Pat Jurcik. Thanks Hello. For being on the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Harold.
We've had you on the show. I believe this is your third appearance. You were last on to talk about the budget, and we've made it through that process.
We have, and so. I think that's all correct.
Yeah. So we wanted you to come back today to talk about strategic planning. This is an important initiative that has not been done for, about a decade in Milwaukee County?
Correct.
And you're the chair of the Long-Range Strategic Plan Steering Committee, and you've been meeting pretty frequently over, the last 6 months or so?
It's almost a year. We had actually wanted to finish by the end of the 10-year, 2010, but we're unable to complete the work. It was pretty comprehensive, and we have since budget taken up meeting again, and we meet sometimes as often as twice a month.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what strategic planning actually is. I know a number of organizations and even private companies will go through strategic planning to lay out exactly what their goals are, how they achieve those, what they're going to focus on, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's a accepted planning procedure that most governmental bodies and non-governmental bodies, even corporations, go through, and usually starts off with a mission statement to identify what your mission is, and then identifies major goals of the organization and how you carry those goals out.
What is the mission statement?
Well, we do have a mission statement, and it's on the back of everyone's calling card. Actually, I don't have one with me. I see you're pulling
one out.
Here
we go. Now this is based on probably the last strategic planning.
Absolutely.
Right? Now, it says Milwaukee County government will provide high-quality, responsive services that enhance self-sufficiency, personal safety, economic opportunity, and quality of life for all its people. You think that still applies?
It does. And the one thing I found with this strategic planning is it's going to be non-traditional. I mean, 10 years ago, the board took up a fairly comprehensive strategic planning process, which was basically outcome goals. They would identify objectives in the budget process, identify the outcomes they wanted to realize, and set goals department by department. And that is a fairly traditional way of doing strategic planning, very comprehensive, and really something that the county should probably do again. However, this time around, the strategic planning is what I would call non-traditional. We identified the major goal as returning Milwaukee County to fiscal health.
Mm-hmm.
There's been no secret in the county. I think folks are pretty well aware of the fact that there is a structural deficit facing Milwaukee County. And sitting down to do strategic planning, it's the gorilla in the room, if you will. You're going to have to do planning to address that structural deficit. So early on in the planning, we realized this is not going to be your traditional outcome-oriented, department by department. We really had to get down to the brass tacks and talk about what Milwaukee County needs to do to be healthy and to survive.
So we're going to get into some big areas that you've covered, but the benefit to the taxpayer, folks who may be listening tonight, whenever you go through strategic planning, what are you trying to accomplish that the taxpayers would actually notice?
Well, the taxpayers hopefully will notice that their government survives. I mean, we are down to that dire issue, and that's been discussed in the community. Should it county government? Should it stay or should it go? And some of those issues. Deficits are facing every level of government right now, and it's partly because of employee benefits, unfunded health insurance that have been promised to retirees that was not paid for. And all of these issues are coming home to roost right now because we are really facing the times when we are going to be looking at double the retirees compared to active working members. And when you get those kinds of numbers and you're trying to support health insurance for retirees, it becomes very difficult to continue offering the services that our citizens have a right to expect. So that's the backdrop in which we started looking at strategic planning. And you just with that type of an issue before you, you can't ignore it. If you're going to do strategic planning, it's got to talk about that issue. And in talking about that issue, how do you address it, I guess, is what the question was for the committee. And we identified really three major areas in which we must address the issue of the structural deficit. And the first is with regard to the employee benefits.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to involve some restructuring, but it's also going to have to look at how we can get a handle on reining in those costs. And, you know, first of all, I'm a believer that most of our employees in the county are hardworking folks who get up in the morning, who go and do the job, whether it's in the courts, whether it's in the sheriff's department, mental health. These individuals are trying to work hard. And it really is unfair to attack current employees in terms of suggesting that they are causing the structural deficit. That is not accurate nor correct. But how do we continue to support the level of payment and benefits for these active employees when we have such a stress on county government due to the retirees' benefits? And I'm not talking about the pension necessarily. That's actually fairly healthy right now. The board has taken steps, including through pension obligation bonds and so on,
mm-hmm,
to
right.
fully fund the pension. And we're doing pretty good, and the market has increased. It's those unpaid health insurance benefits.
These are the people that get free health insurance for the rest of their lives, and I believe their spouses, too.
That's correct. Anyone who started working for the county before 1994.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the board took a positive step here in the 2011 budget by redesigning the health care plans that also is going to give us some savings on the retiree health care.
Right. We are going to start asking retirees to start paying some health care deductibles. I mean, you know, we certainly want to maintain the promises that were made to retirees and which were relied on by retirees when they took the benefits and then retired. But, you know, vested benefits in 1980 cost perhaps hundreds of dollars per month. We are now looking at thousands of dollars per month. And you can't talk about continuing benefits to infinity. There has to be some limit. And we're starting to look at that in strategic planning, some ways in which we're going to have to restructure benefits so that we can continue to offer them and yet so that they're affordable to government.
Let's talk about facilities planning. That's been another key component in your strategic planning process.
That is another major piece. We clearly have gotten to the point in county government where we can no longer maintain all the facilities. I mean, we did an inventory. I don't have it in front of me, but Milwaukee County government has hundreds and hundreds of buildings when you include all the park pavilions, all the government structures, and so on. And it's these buildings were built through the years, starting in the early part of the 1900s, 20th century, all the way into the 21st century now. And these buildings continue to have needs in terms of upkeep and maintenance, and the newer buildings that sometimes are still needed for the government. So we have to get, first of all, an inventory. And in the last budget, we are finally completing a full inventory of what the county has and how healthy that structure is, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, what, over 500 buildings, aren't there? To 500 to 1,000 buildings?
There's exactly. I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds, and without the exact number, I'm not going to put a number on it, but it is many, many buildings. And we did not have a good record of what maintenance requirements there were on these buildings and even identifying where these buildings are all over the county. So the inventory is being finished, and one of the things we've been talking about in strategic planning is to do a strategic plan within facilities, if you will. And that is to understand where we are the landlord, and we are a landlord with many facilities renting from us. And in some cases, we were the tenant, where we were renting from others. We didn't have a good inventory of even that scenario. So understanding where we're the landlord, where we're the tenant, where we own buildings, how the buildings are used, whether there's empty floor space, and there are in some buildings, and do a better job of utilizing the county facilities, cut back on our need to rent facilities, if you will, and then also look at where we might not need buildings, where we could actually sell buildings, demolish buildings, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, if you can move some departments from one place where you're renting into a place you already own that may be empty, if it makes sense.
And we did some of that in this. I can give you the example. The Department of Aging had rented space in the Royce Building.
Right.
$700,000 sum lease. We've now moved that department into the courthouse in the old library space on the third floor, and moving that library space down to the first floor where we have the legal clinic where folks come in and get right. forms and so on. It made a lot of sense to do it that way. It was a good fit. And yet that saved money for the county because we are no longer having to rent space in the Rice Building. That's just one example of what you could do with strategic planning within the facilities division. It should also have a piece addressing the whole Green Print initiative in terms of how can we save utility costs, what can we do to run these buildings more efficiently and so on.
Let's talk about mental health. That was the third big component that right. you're still working through. And we have seen, as far as the facility itself, there are a number of supervisors on the board who approved moving forward with construction. And you know that may be somewhat in conflict with what the Strategic Plan Committee is working on.
Well, and we just finished a major report, the Public Policy Forum, along with the consultants that they brought in from Cambridge, did a major report which included a survey and reviewing our current usage of the mental health hospital. Milwaukee County is the only county in the state that runs its own mental health hospital. In fact, we're one of the few in the entire country. And one of the things that study determined was we have a very high return rate of patients coming back to the mental health facility. It's almost like a revolving door syndrome. They come in. They go through an emergency commitment, perhaps. They get stabilized. They get released back into the community. And without follow-up care, we find that they have deteriorated again to the point where they have a new mental health crisis, go through the system again, come into the hospital, et cetera.
Right.
So that's one problem. The other problem is that Milwaukee County configures its hospital in such a way that we get no insurance coverage at all, whether from Medicare, Medicaid, or even private insurance.
So if you actually can downsize it somewhat, you may get some more outside assistance.
Well, there is a way to get coverage, but it's not the way Milwaukee County does it. There's some Medicaid rules, for example, that require these mental health facilities to have 16 beds or fewer. Because we have more than 16 beds, we're eliminated from receiving coverage.
Okay.
That's just one example. But it could be configured in such a way so that you'd get insurance coverage. But it also needs to be configured in such a way so that when you have stabilized a patient, that they get follow-up cares and they remain capable of staying in the community and not having to go through those extremely expensive services that a mental health hospital provides. The chairman recently was using the $200 million number. I think that's probably a pretty close estimate of what Milwaukee County has to pay for running this hospital. And it's a very difficult and expensive plan to continue. And we need to restructure how we do mental health care. It's been my argument long, and one of the things I've been in disagreement with the committee that's going to be looking at this is the issue, in my opinion, is not about a building. It's about the model of care that we're providing and also getting the support services in place. A lot of that can be done in the community without the government actually providing the facility.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying we're not going to have some type of facility because we do the emergency placements, the protective placement when you have a mental health crisis. The county will probably always do that piece. But the long-term care piece needs to be reexamined and probably reconfigured to be done in a different way.
All right. So these are the three big areas that the committee is working on. And by the way, the committee is a pretty broad cross-section. I mean,
right.
you have union representation, you have Chamber of Commerce, Association of Commerce, some
right.
department heads, other supervisors. You have the Public Policy Forum. So you're all working through these things, and you have people on the committee coming from totally different perspectives.
Right, and it creates some interesting discussion, and I've sometimes said it takes the wisdom of Solomon to work with these issues. But the committee has been finding a way to do it.
What have you been able to – have you gotten some things finished so
well,
far?
Well, we are getting pretty close to finishing up the employee benefits piece. And what we've done is we have a a committee that is formed of experts in the area of employee benefits. This is a very technical area. And they are being given directives to look at five or six different items in terms of trying to achieve employee benefit savings. For example, we had the defined benefit versus defined contribution.
Right.
Right now we have defined benefit plans, which are, you know, the employee pensions, and possibly moving towards a type of a 401k or IRA type plan,
right,
which a lot of folks in the private sector have. We will certainly look at that. How it's going to be implemented is another issue, and whether it should be implemented for everyone. I mean, there still may be employees who will get the traditional pension plans, but it may make sense for elected officials such as myself, for example, to have something much more portable like an IRA or 401k.
Sure.
So those are the kind of issues that committee's been working with.
Well, we're going to have to wrap things up here, but we'll certainly keep the audience updated. Well, you're going to come forward with your recommendations. Those will go to the board, right?
They are going to go to the full board for approval, and then I hope this work will help to give the new county executive his marching orders. Those should be the goals of this county.
Okay. Well, we wish you all the best as you go through this process.
Thank you.
Supervisor Pat Jurczyk, coming up. Some goodbyes from Supervisor Elizabeth Coggs and Supervisor Chris Larson when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.